Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of That Podcast. Enjoy the show.
To pivot from that, I was just on the honor flight that takes the veterans to D.C. for three days. Some of those guys went to Vietnam when they were like 17 years old.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine your child going?
No. There's no way.
No one would give me a rifle or a machine gun at 17.
Nor should they.
Yeah. No. I think about like my dad's generation, but my grandfather's generation especially. Mm-hmm. There's no way I could do the stuff that they did. Yeah. I'm way too soft. I am way too soft.
Yep.
Can you imagine growing up in the late 1800s, early 1900s in North Dakota in winter?
No. Going toileting outside in a wooden shack.
It's not even a Sears Roebuck book. It's not even a recognizable no. It's more like an emphatic no.
Yeah.
Nope. No. Not a chance.
No.
So you got to wonder.
I like my heated seats. I like my space heater.
Yep.
I'm good.
But you know what is scary about that?
Technically, I wouldn't even be in North Dakota, though. Probably be somewhere warmer.
There you go.
We talk about how there's no way that we could have done what they did, right? But now we're talking about how there's no way that our kids would be able to do what we did in like the 80s. Could you imagine?
We'd go to jail, for one thing, if we allowed our kids to do what we got to do in the 80s. We'd be in jail for child neglect.
I saw a meme that said, you want to know why Gen Xers are the way that we are? Because they hyped up for weeks a space launch, sat us down, we watched the ship blow up, and then they said, all right, kids, here's your homework for tonight. You know?
Trauma.
Early onset PTSD right there.
But there was a lot of that kind of stuff. Like, there was no whining about it back then. It was just like, okay, well, moving on.
Well, let's go do math.
Yep.
It was probably also their only, like, viable response of, like, what do I do now? Yep. Like, I have a bunch of these children.
Who's ready for milk break?
So I remember, that's one of those memories that's embedded in my head. When that happened, I remember where I was sitting. I remember what happened. What is a memory like that for you?
9/11.
9/11? Yeah. You remember where you were?
I remember it so vividly that I forget when it was because I was in second grade, but we went to, because of the way my classroom was built, we couldn't stay there in like an emergency because like there was no like complete wall or something like that. So we went into who was my first grade teacher. So I remember being in her room. Mm-hmm. So then I always think that it was the year before it was.
Oh, sure.
Because I remember being in her classroom when it was happening. So
right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. There's a lot of those. Like,
I was playing with a pound puppy stuffed toy. Love those toys.
Yeah. So, the Challenger 9/11. What else?
When I was thinking of the 80s, I was thinking of, we would make ramps for, what were those little like tricycle little, they don't make them anymore, I don't think, but Hot Wheels? What was it? You'd sit on the ground and it had pedals.
Wasn't it tricycle? Hot Wheels? No.
No, it was.
It was Hot Wheel.
And it had like an emergency brake. If you were cool, you'd yank that thing and spin like sideways.
You were almost sitting on the ground, and the front wheel is huge, and then the back wheels
big
were
wheel?
Little.
Was it big wheel?
Oh, big wheel. I bet it was big wheel.
Whenever I think of the 80s and the things we got away of, I think of kids making ramps and then riding the big wheels to jump off of ramps that were made in the street.
That's why you guys have back problems.
The front, the front wheel was huge and the back wheels were tiny.
I can
it was like a
it.
Trike. And then, but it had a step on the back.
Yeah.
How dumb was that?
Why?
So somebody could ride on the back.
Yeah. And help you pop a wheelie.
Yeah. Yep.
With extra weight.
And then,
yes, because that's what we need to do.
But this toy was made for like 2 to 6 year olds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was for little people because you couldn't sit on there. If you're junior high, you're too big for
you. You graduated out of that to get a bike, right? So with these things, 2 to 6 year olds are building ramps and jumping.
Correct.
Off of the, That's how we rolled. Do you remember high dives?
I don't know.
in small rural towns.
Like an actual like high dive, like a platform
like,
dive?
Like 10 feet high.
Oh, at the pool.
With a springboard to make you go higher.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the water slide in Fargo? Like the big water slide?
Yeah. On 17th Avenue and by the interstate?
I actually know the address.
I remember that thing.
It was right off the interstate.
It was gigantic. It was huge. And I remember us going down four or five at a time and trying to throw each other off of the water slide. So,
I'm sorry, what?
And no one stopped us.
No, it was the Wild West, man. So, that reminds me of is the pool in Wishick. Now it's since been redone. Mm-hmm. But there was like a swirly water slide. It was like a blue-green color.
Oh, sure.
And it just had a little spout sticking out that would just run down in a stream down the slide. But the first kid that went down had to wet the thing, right? Otherwise... I can still remember the sound. No, it wasn't me.
I don't like this.
It wasn't me, but I remember a kid. I was in the pool and he took off. He took a running start, man, and all I hear is this splash. He had road rash. Uh-huh. Oh my goodness.
I hate that so much.
Oh.
I can feel it. Oh,
then he slammed into the chlorine water. I'm sure that felt good. Quit screaming. No.
So
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, and maybe this is a small town here too, but I can remember during the summer, you get up, you would leave and not be allowed back in the house. And we didn't want to go back in the house.
Right. Yep.
So when I think of the 80s, I think of drinking out of hoses, getting salmonella, and our body just fought it off, you know.
Like all the arsenic, nothing's going to take us down. So, the other thing is you do that. You'd be out all day in the summertime, and then you're the same complexion as me, and you just have, like, bubble blisters on your shoulders and stuff.
What is suntan lotion? We would put suntan oil on to make it burn.
Crisco was a thing.
Yeah.
You think I'm
skin
fibbing?
Skin cancer? Pfft, what are you talking about? No one got sick in the 80s.
No. No.
It was survival of the fittest.
I do not recommend doing this, but people would lay out in the sun on those those old what was the material they were even made of? Like some kind of plasticky something,
plastic like the same vinyl? Stuff as bubble wrap.
Yeah, and these things would lay out. You could sit up or you'd lay all the way down, and then
lounger.
Well, it was like a lounger, but it was not comfortable.
No,
and because.
It's hard plastic.
Yeah, it was like hard plastic.
Yeah.
It would be
in
like
strips.
In strips.
I was just saying little strips.
Yes.
And then you could like fall through it.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. Have a very distinct memory of that.
Of course.
Yep. Like yep. And I mean, you stick to those things anyway.
And then it's hot.
And then it's 95. And you're all lathered up in Crisco.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these are the things that happened.
That's if you were cool.
Yeah. if you knew what you were doing. There was so much stuff like that. Like,
yeah, totally.
I remember playing Cops and Robbers on Halloween night one night.
Mm-hmm.
And a friend of mine, we were running through a backyard. But he was on his bike. Mm-hmm. And you don't see him so much anymore. But people had clotheslines in their backyards.
Did he actually get clotheslines? Off
his bike and onto the ground. He had a red mark that looked like somebody tried to slice him from ear to ear, all the way right underneath his chin on his throat.
What do they call those things? A garrote.
Yeah.
Like a mobster's
piano wire.
Yeah. Hey,
John Layfield had nothing on this clothesline. I mean, it took him down. Yeah.
JBL.
Took him off his bike. His bike's still rolling because it's nighttime, you know?
Yeah.
And there's no lights.
Yeah. Why have reflectors on your bike?
Yep.
There's that too. Like, you know.
Or the things you caution your children from doing that we used to do. Like, even on your deck, something as simple as just boosting yourself up and sitting on the corner of the deck, you know?
Oh, yeah.
We'd do that. 4 years old.
I have never let my son do in Fargo what his mother did in Fargo when she was his age. She would just walk down Elm Street down, you know, I don't even let him leave our neighborhood by himself.
Where's my Life 360?
Thank you. We're soft. S-A-W-F-T, yeah. Soft.
It's because you were like, I did that, and I'm surprised I'm not dead, so you don't get to.
I can't believe I'm alive.
So so back to what I was saying before, how soft we are compared to our grandparents.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How much softer are our sons compared to our grandparents? And what's the trajectory here? We're talking Big Hero 6 level.
Yes.
Did you just jump?
Well, maybe not him, but maybe my grandkids.
Totally true.
Yep.
Totally true.
So anyway, there's
Well, thank you, Ryan, for destroying my hope in the future.
But Baymax, you know, is like a superhero, and he still fights supervillains, being, you know, as fluffy as a marshmallow. So there's some hope there.
In a Pixar movie.
Pixar movie.
So
got a titanium frame.
Yeah,
I don't even know how we got here.
It was a winding road, but we made it.
So bottom line is, it was a good party.
It was a really good party. Yeah, it was a really good party. We missed some parties because of it. I think the things that I learned were give a little buffer between the party and the graduation. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have to necessarily be in that order, I don't think, because we still have invitations for more parties. Mm-hmm. And then I would say that whatever food you decide on, and somebody told me this and I didn't believe it, but you could probably cut it almost to half.
Really?
Yeah.
Some people eat, but then some people don't eat. And some people eat because you have food.
I think
it depends when they get to you. Like you mentioned earlier, you got to our Eli's party first because you knew what was on the menu. But if you go to a different party.
Especially if you're doing the ones that's like there's brunch, there's lunch, and then there's dinner.
Right.
Like,
so if you're coming over, like ours was 1 to 5.
Right.
Which that's the other thing I learned. I think 3 would be plenty. 3 hours. We did 4. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to parties and you come by our place at 3:30, 4 o'clock, you're not hungry right now.
Right.
So yeah, there's wings over there, but I'm not going to have any of them, you know?
Well, mm-hmm. And that day we did totally plan it out because someone else had brunch or mm-hmm. breakfast. Yep. So went there.
Yep.
Got the eggs and bacon, all that good stuff.
Yep.
Then knew that wings were on the menu. So fasted for a little bit after that to get ready for the wings and then went and gave it my all.
Yeah.
And then after that, didn't even have supper because the last one we went to, they had candied bacon.
Oh, so, I heard about that one. Mm-hmm. Haley had some of that.
It was scrumdiddlyumptious.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
That was one of the ones that we missed that I wish we would have made it to. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But
that's the other thing is that you got to plan your day around like what invites do we have now at this time
that
we
can plan. Well, that was the other thing. Well, like we weren't the first to get ours out, but we weren't the last, but I think we could have gotten ours out sooner, but we had a car crash in the midst of all that stuff. So some of the stuff sort of got lost. Like all of a sudden we're like, did we invite that person? I don't think we did. Hey, by the way, you're invited.
Yeah, right.
How does that look? But
well, I love the note you sent me like, hey, does the staff know? Could you tell them?
Make sure they know.
Tell them. You told me that 3 times. Like,
did I really?
Will make sure that they know. Because obviously,
well, this man's got a lot on his mind. That all of staff was invited. And then you reminded him to tell us.
Well, so I announced it.
That's because I went through these phases of, I don't think we're going to have enough food. I think we've got way too much food ordered. Boy, I don't know if we're going to have enough food. I think we're going to be bringing a lot of food home. Like it was this.
Bring more people. Bring more people.
Very Midwestern of you.
Yep.
So here's something I wanted to ask you guys about. Because on hindsight, now that at least the graduation parties that I know of have all wrapped up, I don't know what I'm going to do with my weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've gotten in a habit of, we're going to go on this Saturday and I'm going to eat a lot of pulled pork or I'm going to eat a lot. Now it's, I got to figure something else out. But do you think that this is a Midwestern unique ritual or practice that people do having a graduation party? Or do you think they do it in other parts of the country or?
You know, that reminds me of something.
The South does them, but not quite like we do where we like feed everybody.
So
it's more like a come in and say your congratulations and leave or what?
Until about a month and a half ago, I would have said, no, I'm sure everybody does them. That's just, yeah, why wouldn't they? Mm-hmm. But we had a friend come from Pennsylvania who toured NDSU. And the weekend that she was here.
Is she all in, by the way?
Yes, she is.
Go Bison.
Yep.
All right.
Yep, she's in. I think, and they do this on purpose.
It's the wrong school, DJ.
They do this on purpose. But they.
I got another one. I'm hoping
you
get one in each. Go ahead.
I got number three, third time's a charm. I just got that now. I remembered. So they sell all the fun stuff, right? They took them through the food, took us through the food court, and you're like,
ooh, it's nice.
How do I get in on this?
It's nice.
So, but what I found out was that weekend that she was here was prom. And so we said, hey, Emma, you want to come to Grand March tonight with us? She's like,
yeah, that's not a thing either.
She's like, yeah, sure, let's go. Mm-hmm. And so we get there, and I had been documenting her trip because of all of our friends from Pennsylvania in that group, none of them have been here before. And so she was the first one to make the pilgrimage out to North Dakota. So I was I was documenting the whole thing.
And she's from central western Pennsylvania, right?
From Harrisburg.
So she doesn't say things like "use guys"?
No, I don't think so.
That's more of eastern near New Jersey.
Oh, yeah, probably. They are in the eastern half of Pennsylvania, but more like by Gettysburg, almost straight north of D.C.
Are they Sheets or Wawa people?
Sheets.
Okay.
They have Sheets. Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So anyway, like I said, I'm documenting this whole trip. And so I take a picture of the setup for Grand March. Mm-hmm. And I sent it to her mom and dad. And she sends this thing back like, oh, my gosh, that's so cool. What is it? I said, it's Grand March. She texts back, what is Grand March?
It's not a thing.
So I look at Emma and I'm like, don't you guys do this for prom? She said, no, but I'm going to talk to him. I think we should do this next year. Like, this is really cool.
Yeah.
You don't have a Grand March? Mm-mm. So.
They don't love their kids like we
do. The things
a lot of schools don't do prom.
Yeah.
Like.
Really?
The Midwest.
We live in a bubble.
Homecoming is the big.
But not just. Time, not just.
Prom isn't a thing.
Not just Midwestern isn't. Bubble. We also live in the Fargo bubble.
Yeah.
Things are different here.
That's true. So what was the movie?
Fargo?
Was it She's All That, where they had the big party for the dance? What dance were they doing in that movie? Or what dance were they going to? Was that Homecoming?
Oh, Homecoming.
Okay.
The Homecoming dance.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, I didn't. So anyway, I was like.
Or was it prom? Because was she prom queen?
Because Homecoming queen? I don't know. We'll have to look it up. But that was kind of cool. But it's one of those things where you don't.
You just assume.
You don't know. It's one of those.
That's the other thing is, like, is there any place that does, like, prom king and queen anymore anyways?
I don't know.
I don't either. I haven't gone to a prom in a couple of decades, so. And I didn't win it then, and I'm still angry.
They had, South High had an adult prom.
Really?
A month or so ago, I think.
Yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm. If they do it next year.
It is prom.
Yeah,
it is prom.
Which is interesting because maybe it's something that happens
Grand March is different
the west
than prom.
Side of the Mississippi.
Because a lot of places will do prom, but they won't do the whole like walk through and display yourself to the adults in your life.
Huh.
Like yes, that's true. I have never seen this anywhere.
Okay.
Other than here.
Yeah.
It's anywhere.
It's a big to-do.
Like outside of Fargo
mm-hmm.
proper. Like, I don't even think they do it in Moorhead.
Grand March?
Grand March? I'm not sure.
I don't think they do.
I did a Grand March.
You did a Grand March. Okay.
Yeah. So it's...
Maybe it's North Dakota.
A North Dakota thing.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I could be wrong.
So Eli had an after graduation party. They had a cool thing lined up, but the weather foiled it. They were going to have, they were all going to go to the football field and watch the sunset together as a big class.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, but the weather was garbage.
Was that the big thunderstorm? Mm-hmm. Was that Monday night?
Okay. Yep, that was the big thunderstorm. So they had an after graduation party from 10 to 1. Our graduation party in 96 was an all-nighter.
Mm-hmm.
Like you showed up at 10 and you didn't leave the... Once you were in, I believe.
Yeah.
And we were there until like 5 or 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
Yep. Do that.
Why would they do that?
They put us on a boat.
Really?
Yeah. This was in the Puget Sound.
Uh-huh.
And so...
That sounds like a great idea. Let's put them on a boat.
10 o'clock. They put us on a boat and we cruised around...
For graduation, my school is like, you graduated, you don't belong to us anymore, goodbye.
Grand Forks is that way, Fargo's that way, pick one and go.
See ya.
But then we got off of that, they put us on buses, and we went to like a laser tag type place until 5 in the morning. Like it was all night.
Yep, that was good times. Then the next day we went and tubed down the Otter Tail River.
Oh, nice.
With no sunscreen.
Oh, nice.
Of course, because
I was hurting for days after that.
I think... Me and my friends went and saw a movie, but like that was us doing something.
Yeah. Just a small group.
Well, speaking of the Otter Tail, not that you would need to, but had you grown out of putting Crisco on to get the good tan going?
I didn't put anything. There was nothing.
Just as au naturel, you and the UV rays.
Just the sun and my epidermis. That's all that was there.
Oh, how times have changed.
Poor epidermis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah.
Well, I'm really happy for Eli.
That's all the graduates. It was good.
Yeah.
Good. They
we
made
did it.
This group, if you think about it, so they had COVID, they ended their eighth grade year under COVID restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
And then they started ninth grade. And I think all the way through ninth grade, like they were going every other day and masking when they were there. And it was at half days. I mean, they got their high school career was a terrible launch.
Yes. Yes.
You know,
exactly.
So they got through it.
Yes, they did.
So
very good.
All right.
Very good. And NDSU is on the,
NDSU
is in the future.
Yep. Finance, he says. So that's my retirement plan.
Oh, good.
Yep.
Excellent.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yep. He wants to do finance. So that's good.
For him.
At least I can remember that major. Haley wants to do mechatronic engineering. And I have to think about it before.
That's a made up word.
I guess not. I looked it up. It's real.
Mecha, isn't that like
mechatronic,
like Godzilla, it's and like, stuff like that? Isn't like, that
electrical engineering, mechanical engineering, and robotics all wrapped into one?
She's gonna rule the world someday.
Yeah, that's scary.
I, for one, am happy that Haley is our new overlord.
You guys gonna cook her books for her?
Yeah,
it's a family business.
Yep. What were you saying?
No, I for one am happy that Haley is our new overlord. I just want that on the record now, long before it happens.
Yep. Keep her in your good graces.
Thanks for joining us for that podcast. Don't forget you can find all of our services online every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for a tradition service or 10:30 a.m. for a modern service. You'll find them at atonement.live, atonementfargo.org, or on YouTube, where you can also find all of our library of content. So thank you again for joining us, and we'll see you next time on another riveting episode of That Podcast.